better get on the horn.
What's the tea?
Christine, listen.
This blouse is itchy.
It looks like it's itchy fabric, like Renaissance fair.
Are you suggesting this is Renaissance fair, Mama?
Yes, I'm suggesting it's off-the-shoulder Renaissance fair.
Mama, what about this iridescent-ass fabric in fucking fuchsia says Renaissance fair to you?
Well, the bus line, the off-the-shoulder.
Should we go to a Renaissance fair?
Uh-huh. I want to be a wench.
Well, you're already there.
Take a look around.
I've always wanted to go to a Renaissance fair.
Let's go, bitch.
And I've never had the chance. I kept hearing the ads for it in Pennsylvania.
I want a turkey leg. There. I love turkey legs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like popcorn. To do that dance, the turkey leg.
What about the mashed potato?
Ooh. Oh, I would love some mashed potatoes with the turkey leg.
Mm. Me too. Dippins and drippins from the drippins can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do they do one out here? I mean, they must.
Yeah, nerds need to do something.
Renaissance fair.
Yeah.
We should get all dressed up, but as really whorish, hot, medieval cunts.
Yes.
And have a camera crew follow us. And
I'm
we just go.
Down.
We're like,
I'm so down.
And I'll black out a tooth.
I mean, we should bring our own mule.
You always want to put an animal.
It's very of the period.
In the act.
Like, look, we brought you a donkey. No?
I don't know that. I guess if there was a place that would allow goats.
What about like a Cornish game hen?
they're a little Cornish to me.
Well, I don't want to get pigeonholed.
Honey, don't play game, hen. Don't play games, hen.
Don't you come to raw prawn with me. I am so beautiful in this wig. I hope you're at home watching or wherever you're watching. Don't be driving and watching. That's not a good idea.
So is this a totally new unit?
Did I wear this one already?
No, I mean, is it a reimagining of one of your existing?
Do you remember that day where I wore like a pink wig with no root that was kind of like disheveled, like it had been in a car trunk?
Okay.
I just got that wig from Eureka. This was it. And then Zachary did it. It's turned out good, right?
Oh, it's so wonderful.
So good. Yeah. I look so pretty.
Yeah.
And with your nails on and this $2 fashion and these stained gym shorts.
High-low. She's doing high-low.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Getting the mic there, Will.
You see, this is unplugged, so I'm sitting really low in my chair, as you can see.
And I am thinking of a word.
Aromantic?
Aromantic?
Aro? Is it aromantic or aromantic? Aro.
Thinking about a master plan.
What does that mean? Is that a song lyric?
Mm-hmm. I think that Aro sounds good. Like, girl, are you Aro?
Do you do this in the pictures with your fingers?
I'm usually like one of those.
Delta literally holds her hand like just here at her side, but does this.
Yeah, that's cute. Show your nails. Have you ever done the Susan Lucci?
What's that?
It's when you stand and you lightly press your hands on the top of your thighs. It makes you lift your bust, your shoulders go back and down. It's the Susan Lucci red carpet pose.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The Lucci.
The she's looching.
She's looching.
You guys, she's looching. Get a shot of that.
She's Susan Lucci Pucci.
Susan, will you looch?
Looch. Show them. Oh, looch.
Show them how it's done. Mm-hmm.
She's giving them looch.
Giving nude.
Not looch. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Isn't this great?
That is great. So a cheese grater and leather.
Do you know? do you know spelling from San Francisco?
I do. Enjoy her work.
Yeah, she's wonderful. But
she made that?
She runs this is the most her thing ever, but she runs and works in a boutique in San Francisco that's all black clothing. It's all very goth, sort of like Victorian, but also they have modern goth.
Rick Owens.
Everything is black. Like this is laser cut like leather.
Love it.
With the little weird like kind of cock ring-ish kind of closure on the finger.
Very cool.
Or it's like an earring, kind of.
Yeah.
They have such cool stuff. It's so expensive. So expensive. They kept asking me to try stuff on, like, oh, this would be really good on you. And I'm like, oh, it's $7,000. Okay.
It'd be good on that rack. It'd be very and without cute. A zero.
It'd be very cute. Yeah. I'm going to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can put it on the side for me.
Yeah. Hold it for me. Lay away.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool store. I don't remember the name, but this I got this there. I couldn't.
When did you get this fucking vanity? Is this the new one?
This was a double
before
human.
Before COVID?
I had her make this for me because I saw Courtney on Big Brother, and she had a sort of, it was like a loose curl, but it was human. And I was like, Vanity, I need a 613 human, please, and do a double stack.
Save my life.
And so she did, and it was that style for a while. Then it got fucked up, and I didn't know how to reset it. Mm-hmm. So Zach Killian did
the Killianista. Shook this up. She killed it. Many. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
Humana. Zach Killian humans don't lose their curl pattern. Like, this curl pattern has been in it forever. What does he do?
I don't know, but I have wigs that he curled in 2017 that are still curly.
Normally, human hair
drops it.
If you go out in the humidity, or if it, you know, if you just over time, it just gets disheveled.
I don't know.
I don't know what sorcery.
Maybe it's
Zach
a roller
does.
Because a wand, you'd have to like pin it after to get the curl to stay. He's just one of the best hairstylists I've ever met in the world.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
He really is.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know what.
He did Beyonce's hair. Come on.
Is it
or true, hair that she wore?
Is it true that Beyonce has people growing their hair or growing hair out for her?
And I signed like an NDA. Them? I signed an NDA.
You're growing this.
Why do you think I'm going to Renaissance? I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard this. Have you heard this?
I would not be surprised.
She has
it's like a surrogate.
Yeah, it's like a surrogate. And, you know, you have to eat a certain way and take care of your hair a certain way. No products, no dyeing, no nothing.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
And then, no overprocessing. No, I'm just kidding. No parabens.
No phosphates.
So then they grow their hair out, and then she harvests their hair from them.
She sends
and then
the
has
word.
Luxurious wigs made from, ooh, like, untouched, long, gorgeous.
I love that.
I love that we just speculate about Beyonce. I also love that Beyonce is doing a stadium tour, and the promo for the album was one picture.
That is... That's going to be you next album.
No.
No.
No, Beyonce, I am not. But she said, we're going to do one photo. Maybe we'll do it separate. Maybe we'll do one other one.
See, why you got to rag alternate. On me for wanting a donkey? She's on a horse.
The horse is made of mirror ball or it's glass.
Magic, mirror, mystical
I love
horse.
Crystal.
Yeah.
But that's not a real animal that's in pain.
Well, it's animal imagery. The donkey was never in pain. The donkey had a great time. Both the horses had a great time at our show.
They did. I know. But some people
think
Yeah,
one of them left with hair.
Some people...
Don't talk about Jiggly like that.
Some people think that an animal being, you know, under human control is unfair to the animal.
Well, we sign the contract when we do Drag Race.
What's the most uncomfortable you've been in drag recently?
Right
now. No. I just got these... They're like these tall, like
fox eye
buns.
Oh, okay.
The ponytail facelift. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of those?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't.
Jackie invented it.
Jackie who?
Beat. The girl who sings I Invented That?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of her hits.
I got these buns, but they're very heavy because they're like on a thing and then there's like little braids around them. Mm-hmm. And then there's tufts coming out. So they're very heavy. So I had to use tons of pins to secure them into my head. And it hurt.
Did you braid your hair first or do ponytails first?
No, I just do like two pin curls to give it like
an anchor.
And then some like wig capping.
Okay. Were the buns into your brown hair or is it a wig?
It was wig. There was a wig. There was a long straight. The buns are on top.
It was wig.
But I want to, I think I'm going to use magnets.
Oh, Hastings?
Have you heard of this? Have you heard of this? They do it in like Kinky Boo or like Priscilla on Broadway. So you have like a base wig and then say your ponytails are, there's magnets in your wig and then there's magnets on the ends of the ponytails. So they could just go and then you have ponytails and then you do your thing and then you pop them off and pop something else off.
Do I sound crazy? But magnets erase hard drives. So are you allowed to put them by your brain?
Oops, can't reach me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it is for ponytails. I would do it for ponytail's sake.
Yeah.
Just
so I'm going
to hair.
I'm going to try doing this. I've
only Don't walk by any fridges.
Girl, that's true. Dangerous. Oh no. Yeah. Like will Watch it blow out the mics?
I don't know. I got a funny story, but I can't say it.
But yeah, lots of pins.
Lots of pins. I don't want none unless she got space buns. We should do another spelling bee.
Let me show you the picture.
Super fun.
Wait, I have a question,
Get
Jessica.
Get some of these new dum-dum girls.
Two people last night I met at this shoot that I did, and I told them, send me a DM, like, I met someone who took pictures on set and I was like, send them to me on Instagram. The DMs were nowhere. They aren't in my hidden or my like requests. So then I searched his name. I had to like find his Instagram name. And then when I clicked it, that's when it came up. So like, is that a shadow ban thing? Or like, what
Does he
is
follow
that?
You?
Do you follow him?
I'd follow him now, but it said follow back. So he did follow me.
Huh.
So like, where do these messages go? And then there was another guy and he was like kind of hot. And I was like, oh, we took a picture. Send it to me. It was like that.
I've done that one.
Can't find it. No idea what his name is or his Instagram handle.
Just ask the director, whoever booked you. Whoever booked him.
I guess I could look on the call sheet.
Yeah, you're bad at Facebook stalking. And oh, yeah.
Call sheets made just for cruising.
I mean, doesn't hurt.
Ooh, what was that hair designer's name?
Who rigged that light?
Is it like the bottom two that are unopened?
Shea O'Neill. But that's who after I found him. That wasn't in there. Until I found him. And then I had to click, like, maybe, accept.
Yeah, maybe because he wasn't already in your DMs. I don't think that's a shadow ban.
What is the point of DMs if you can't, like, say, hi, hey, send me a message?
Well, Elon just did that on X. You can't send messages unless you're verified.
What? What's happening
to
social media?
And you have to pay to get verified.
There's got to be an alternative.
Yeah, turn it off.
There's got to be. Is there another social media that exists that we can just be like, they aren't going to shadow ban us. They can't say, oh, we don't like that you showed your nipples once.
BBRT.
And now you can't get followers. BBRT?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
We're going to break on bareback real time.
Not even Twitter anymore. You can't do it. It's not even like, Twitter isn't even like a viable option anymore.
Where do broken holes go?
Craigslist.
Double list. Craigslist is dead.
Well, thanks for tuning in to
Hot Gunk.
Video version.
Unplugged. Ooh. What she do, what she do, what she
do, what she do, what she do. Too much watching, watching, watching me. Watching, watching you. Mind your beat, mind your beat, mind your beat. Mind your beat. Mind your beat, mind your beat, mind your beat. Mind your business, bitch.